Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
What's the celebrity that people say you look the most like, Chris? Like, people I say you look like...
Like if George Clooney had Lou Ferrigno's body?
Yeah. Well, did you say I met Lou Ferrigno today?
No.
Where did you meet him at?
He just came in to ship a package while I was picking up stuff from the Kinko's.
Lou Ferrigno can't get somebody else to ship his package?
I don't know. Apparently he just walked in.
God, I'd want to know what was in that box.
And he still looks huge.
Was it like a little tore up pair of purple shorts?
I think so.
Have we talked?
Yeah, because he still works out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You think, who do you think would win the fight?
Who?
Me or Lou Ferrigno?
Oh, man. I think you could probably take Lou Ferrigno.
Right. I agree.
He still looks like really super ridiculously muscular. But did I tell you about the time that I met Fabio, Ben?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
I think I don't remember.
I know it's going to sound like I'm making a joke. And I also obviously understand that it is kind of funny that the way I'm going to describe Fabio. But I've met a lot of celebrities. Not to brag. But Fabio is by far the most attractive celebrity I met. His hair was so, it was like golden blonde, shiny. It was like the shine. You know how you say you like girls with nice hair, Ben?
Yeah.
His hair would have blown you out of the water. And I know you think I'm trying to be funny, but I'm not kidding. It was like every part of him was like, this guy was the most well-defined human specimen I've ever seen, basically. And he was genetically perfect. He was super tall, super buff. He had the most charming smile I've ever seen.
Who was buffer, him or Lou Ferrigno?
Lou Ferrigno was buffer, but Fabio looked better buff. You know what I mean?
Because he was more symmetrical?
Yeah, exactly. Because Lou Ferrigno, you could tell he worked out. Fabio just looked like God just created him to come down and
Jesus, save the sermon for Sunday.
I'm not even kidding, though. It was like... He was so much more attractive than Jennifer Aniston or Carmen Electra.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's Danny. Not...
Suppose that you were
How come you top yourself with gay statements every time?
That is so true.
Man.
Oh, my God. And...
You want to suck your own dick now?
Take a break? I prefer Fabio did it. I disguised it as a goose to see if that would help.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Wait, it was in the news that he sucked geese, right?
Okay, I get it. That was a brief news item from 4 years ago.
It was brief.
I got you.
Hang on, give me a second. I'm getting hot in here. Yeah, talking is. About Fabio, I gotta get
He's
my jacket
his
off.
Clothes off.
But listen, what was I gonna say? Oh, also, I should just list all the celebrities that I've met down here in LA. They're all friends of the show now.
That sounds interesting. Go ahead.
Bob Saget, friend of the show. Kramer, Michael Richards, friend of the show. Who else?
Is that because none of us are African-American?
I guess.
I think it's
probably... Is that the obvious Kramer thing to say?
Because of some of the things I've said.
Exactly. From the same universe, Larry David, friend of the show. I delivered him some golf clubs.
Seinfeld fame.
Yeah, from Seinfeld fame. But Jennifer Aniston.
Of Friends, Family Ties, Friends. Cougar Town.
No, she's not on Cougar Town, is she?
Oh, wait, no. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Friends, Brad Pitt's dick.
Carmen Electra. What dick is
Carmen
she
from? Electra from Singled Out.
And Rodman's dick.
And That other guy, the guitar player's dick.
Oh, yeah. I'll just name celebrities. You tell me whose dick we might know them from.
Okay. Or whose pussy.
All right.
Or whose butthole. Danny's. You might know. Who's that fucking reporter? Anderson Cooper?
If I was gay.
Didn't you meet Anderson?
I would be doing pretty well if I met, if I could fuck Anderson Cooper as a gay man, I think.
Is Anderson Cooper considered like the Brad Pitt of gay men?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Danny was like about to scream yes, and then he stopped himself.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just assume like he's a high profile like celebrity. He's not like a celebrity for sort of.
But he's like an older gentleman. I would think that if I were a young gay man, I'd be more into like Nate Berkus.
I'm just saying he's kind of distinguished. Gay guys kind of go for that.
I bet when Anderson Cooper sticks his penis in a man's butt for the first time, he goes, "Ooh, this just in."
Let's see, who else have I met? Robert Schimmel. He passed away though, but
you might know him from cancer.
What else might I know?
Or how to survive it on $5 a day.
Still being bald after cancer.
All right.
And then dying.
He also dated his daughter's friend.
Yeah.
I think he married her, actually.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Where'd you meet Robert Schimmel at?
At Jinky's Cafe.
My God.
Now, he seems like, I'm kind of a fan of his, but he seems like he would be an asshole, like if a camera wasn't around.
Yeah, there was no, like... There, yeah, like, he was
like
just.
If there was no reason
was all
for
business.
Him to be nice.
He was all business.
Yeah,
let's put it that way. Yeah, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he was all.
Of course not.
Oh, Kevin Nealon. Where might I know him from, Chris?
You might know him from Weekend Update.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't know whose dick you would know him from.
Adam Sandler's sack.
Yeah, maybe Adam Sandler's dick.
Did you mention David Arquette?
David Arquette, I beat him at basketball.
You might know him from fucking the girl from Cougar Town.
How about Tim Duncan?
Yeah, I met Tim Duncan.
I always share your Tim Duncan story with friends and family members of mine.
I got in an elevator and I just kept, it was like all torso.
You might know him for having a 7 foot tall cleft chin.
I told you guys I met, what's the guy's name? He's the really dry comedian.
Stephen Wright?
Yeah, Stephen Wright.
Where'd you meet him at?
Stefano's Pizzeria on the 3rd Street Promenade.
Was he like, "I'll take a slice of pizza"?
Well, he didn't order it from me.
No,
yeah, he was. That's what he said to me, and I was like, "I'm just the FedEx guy, and I'm not even in the pizza place."
I thought maybe you were behind him in line.
Turn around and go over there to order.
You should have said, "Hey, it's that lazy bitch, the guy." I wonder how often he gets that. Really, somebody must say it to him every once in a while.
I should have said that too.
How about Adam Carolla? You met him.
I did. I met Adam Carolla
a couple of times.
Yep. Where might I know Adam Carolla?
You might know Adam Carolla from mentioning Shoddy Radio on his podcast.
Shoddy Radio.
Ah, yes. Gentlemen. Yes, our good friends over at ShoddyRadio.com, Chris and Danny. You go to ShoddyRadio.com.
I haven't listened to Adam Carolla in months.
Really?
I stopped for months and just started again.
Please tell me they're still doing the hypothetical road trip with Larry Miller, because that is radio gold.
I'm just holding your... Calm down, dude.
Fucking rubbing my leg. He's tickling
my
leg.
I was rubbing your leg. I was holding the computer so you could shut the window.
Taking a long time to get off my leg.
Chris gave me this look like... Shut that... will you shut the bathroom door, dude? Chris gave me this look like he was going to fight me just now.
What happened?
I asked him to shut the window, and then I went to grab the laptop off of his lap.
And then he starts playing one-hand keyboard on my thigh.
That's not at all what happened. I literally like barely brushed his thigh, and he gave me this look like he was like, first of all, what the fuck is wrong with you? And like, I am willing to fight about this.
He was playing Rocket Man on my leg. I thought you were joking at first.
No, I was just trying to hold the line.
You've grabbed my dick before. What do I know what you're going to try next?
That's true. I can't really get that upset at you.
Was your dick naked?
Thank God it wasn't.
No.
No, I was just, riding shotgun in Danny's car one day, and I was like, I was complaining about something, I think. He's like, "Hey, it's going to be all right, buddy." And then he like goes to pat me on the leg, but he pats me twice totally right on my cock. Holy shit, he's finally decided to come on to me.
It was weird, too.
True rainbow colors would show.
It was weird, too, because I didn't, like, it was such a sort of, I was truly trying to console him with the pat. So it was kind of a loving pat to begin with. And I, as I was doing it, I was like, something's wrong here. This isn't, I'm not getting like the sort of hard feeling that I'm used to.
When you grab dicks, you're used to getting a hard feeling. What's going on? He didn't seem to like men touching his penis. How weird. I can't relate to this guy.
Oh boy.
I have two homophobic thoughts I was possibly going to turn into jokes.
By the way, that's the understatement of the year.
Well, anyway, these are true things. There are funny observations. I was getting a hand job recently from a woman. We were watching TV, and like, my lady's giving me some fist action.
Like, what does that mean?
She was fisting his asshole.
Oh God, no, not that. But anyway, we were watching TV, and like, some commercial or some like advertisement for some show coming up was on TV, and RuPaul was in it, and immediately I was like, hey, don't touch my dick while I watch this. Like, I freaked out. Like, and I seriously said that, not even joking.
Want her to see how hard you're about to come with RuPaul on the screen?
Is that true? You really didn't want
I swear to God, it was just a reaction.
That is really homophobic. You said it like that. Hey,
hey, hold on. Just wait a minute. It'll be over soon. Then go right back to it.
Like, first of all, like she just wanted so bad to be giving you a handjob.
Well,
like,
you know what? When you're in that state, you're not thinking clearly. And RuPaul already kind of looks like a chick. You don't want any confusion.
It wouldn't make you less of a man to come to RuPaul.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be comfortable with myself.
Well, if it was RuPaul in drag as opposed to regular RuPaul.
She was, but the wig could fall off. You never know. It's not like RuPaul in drag is an attractive woman.
Close to birth, I developed an ear infection. I lost like 80% of my hearing. And I was very shy, very introverted as a child. And so this damaged my speech pattern because it's very hard for me to communicate with people. So here I am, you know, by the age of 3 years old, they had to fit me with a hearing aid because I couldn't hear. As a matter of fact, I received a hearing aid when I was about 5 or 6 years old. So this made me very self-conscious. But all throughout that time, I was very fascinated
with Shoddy Radio.
And you know, when you're a child, children don't have the psychological defenses to defend themselves from people. So throughout my childhood, you know, I had to learn how to wear this old hearing aid. I had this old-fashioned hearing aid that I would have. They put a strap on my chest. The hearing aid would be placed on top of my chest, and then I would have a wire, have the old-fashioned hearing aid that was sticking out of the ear. This made me very self-conscious. And, you know, kids, they would call me Deaf Mute, you know, Deaf Louie, different names. I never really wanted to feel sorry for myself because I knew that I had
Shoddy Radio.
But the interesting thing is that I was very fascinated
with Shoddy Radio.
And, you know, learning how to build admiration and self-respect. I always wanted self-respect for my peers and friends. So I used to be a big avid reader of comic books, like a whole comic book.
Ben, did you know that Chris got shingles?
Did he? I was wondering what that was all about.
Don't you think that's funny that he got the second funniest disease in the world?
How did you get that?
It's a virus that lives inside of you.
He fucked a roof.
Yeah. I usually only fuck tile.
So isn't that like a thing where you just feel all this pain and you don't know? It's like a
well,
a disease in your brain.
I think you might have a little bit of shingles right now.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Neurological. Doesn't that mean your nerves?
Neurological. I think it means a brain disease.
Yeah, I think that's
brain and nerves.
Like if you went to a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, you wouldn't be going to a nerve.
surgeon of nerves.
A nervous surgeon.
Chris is so dumb that he doesn't know the word. What the word that I can't say means. Fucking idiot.
And his brain doesn't know the word for brain.
What did I say? That is kind of funny.
No, he just thought that neurological meant nerves. And it's just funny that it's your brain that actually knows
things. Is the switchboard lighting up yet? Fucking fake switchboard we don't have.
We have it.
So anyway, what were we doing?
Celebrities.
No, I was telling you about shingles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Do you still have the shingles?
Here's what it feels like at first. I thought that there was some kind of bug or worm living inside my skin, crawling around laying eggs.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
That's what I thought. I wasn't right, though. It was shingles. But that's what I thought was happening. So when I heard I had shingles, I was kind of confused, but also kind of relieved.
Like, shingles doesn't mean bugs laying eggs in your skin, right?
It was like, it was all in my head. Like, not like I was imagining it, but it was like literally on my head underneath my hair.
You're not saying it was a neurological disease, right?
No. And if it itched, it was like pimples, and they just itched. And I noticed them on New Year's Eve night, and I just thought I was starting to get some fucked up pimples in my ear and around my head. And I was trying to lay low about it, just hope it would blow over.
That's the thing about some diseases. If you just ignore them, they go away.
Oh, I got a bump on my dick I'm trying to ignore right now.
Just pay no attention to that discharge.
Don't tell your mom.
Ooh.
Anyway, so then I just fucking itched for a while. But then I started getting these like lightning flash headaches where I would be fine and all of a sudden it feel like I got struck by lightning in the back of my ear and then it would go away.
Chris thought that it was Voldemort for a little while.
So I would assume that, well, I think Chris is like me where you don't want to go to a doctor unless you think there's something seriously wrong with you, right?
Right.
So you must have been freaking out a little bit.
I was, and I was pissed because I was thinking, I know myself. I know I'm not going to fucking go to the doctor for this, and I'm just going to suffer for a long time. And then just knowing that, I thought, fuck this. I'm going to the doctor. And then, like, immediately she looks at me and knows that it's shingles.
Did part of you wonder if you had, like, some sort of crazy brain tumor that was fucking with you?
No.
That's what I would have thought. So what do they do to treat that?
They give me these antivirals that are like horse pills. I had to take them 5 times a day for 10 days.
So are you like healed now?
Well, I'm out of medication, if that's what you mean.
You feel better?
I feel better than I did, but I still like, I don't get headaches anymore, but I do sort of have some bumps. They're kind of going down.
You're hoping that that bump on your dick's a shingle, right?
Yeah.
So is that one of those things that's going to be in your system forever and it could just kind of show up?
No, it's like the chicken pox, basically.
Yeah, it's from chicken pox. If you had is this interesting?
Oh god.
I think so.
If it's like if you had chicken pox as a kid, you can get it and it comes on from stress.
Chicken pox hot talk.
I think it was that New York meeting I went with for that media meeting for Shoddy Radio.
I remember
you know
that
when I talked to all the big shots in New York.
You were all stressed out about it.
Yeah, well I had my briefcase full. And I,
you had that big presentation again.
Yeah.
How did that go, by the way? Did we get funding?
We nailed it, dude.
We got funding?
I just impressed the suits.
That's cool. Are we going to be syndicated?
It's probably going to be everything pretty soon. You didn't see how hard I impressed everybody.
Walk me through that meeting, by the way, because we never talked about it.
Oh, God. I haven't told you about this? Uh-uh. Well, I basically went in there with confidence.
That's good.
Because I knew.
And shingles.
I knew that. I think the shingles gave me extra confidence. It was like a lightning bolt of confidence to my brain.
So you walk in. How many suits are we talking
about? Well, first of all, I walked in, stood up straight, and I looked everyone dead straight in the eye. Because I hate when a man looks away from me when I look him straight in the eye.
Can I ask you something? Did you shake any hands?
Yeah, I didn't hand him any limp fishes either.
So
I had a firm-ass handshake.
All right.
And I didn't let go.
You wearing a suit?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't tell you I went to Men's Warehouse. They fitted me. I liked the way I looked.
So did you rent a suit or did you purchase?
I just purchased a new suit to add with all my other suits. Okay. I just felt like getting a new suit.
So there you are. You're in New York. What part of New York? Do you remember?
Just the top of Manhattan. Like the big, medium, big top of it.
So you're at the circus in Manhattan.
The circus in New York.
You know the fucking square where all the advertisements and the hookers are?
Okay, yeah, okay. So you're at Times Square.
Whatever. And then the ball drops.
You had it literally on New Year's Eve?
It was New Year's, but I thought it'd be a good time to drop the ball figuratively on them while the real ball was dropping.
Did they appreciate the sort of the tie-in that you did there?
Oh, I guess they did, but I pretty much rocked all their worlds, so I couldn't tell.
So take me back a step. You walk in, you shake some hands. People are probably like, their hands are hurting at this point.
Well, if they are, they don't notice, because I make everybody feel like they're the most important person in the room.
Nice. That's what I was going to tell you to do that, but you remember to do it right on your own.
But actually, I was the most important person in every room.
So you go in. What's your pitch? You tell them about Shadow Ready. You're telling them about how what a big...
I just fucking pitched, and I didn't just pitch. I sold them, and I sold an old lady white gloves, a popsicle stick. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
But the fact of it is, we have a dynamite product. You know that. Ben knows it. And the American people know it.
Yeah, that's why it's easy.
So the product sells itself.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot easier to go in there and sell when you're selling something you believe in.
When the product sells itself and you're a terrific salesman, you sell the fuck out of anything.
That's true.
Well, as long as the product sells itself.
Good work, Chris. Thank you. I've been meaning to thank you for that.
So you're there on December 31st in the evening. Do you want to get the advertising dollars for tax purposes before the new year?
That's a fiscal year.
Oh, well,
fiscal
you know,
year.
Yeah, the fiscal quarter coverage drop-off was fiscally sound, so...
It really didn't matter.
I shuffled all the paperwork and just made it totally feasible.
Yeah, we talked to some some lawyers, and it's cool, Ben.
It's,
worry,
you know, Switzerland and Iraq.
Iraq?
Anyways... We're booked solid, we're certified, and we're gold standard.
Nice. All right.
So it's a bull market.
We can put that on
the
website.
It's a bull market.
We can put that on the website?
Ben, it's a bull market.
Certified gold standard.
And just rising to the top.
That's awesome. Yes.
I know.
Finally.
Yeah.
We've been putting all this work, and I wasn't sure if it was paying off. But
no, it is, definitely. It already has.
Did they tell you, like, we like what you're doing out there on the West Coast? Or
they said it with their... You know, their facial expressions.
And their checkbooks.
And their checkbooks, exactly.
They wrote,
and their
we
debit
like
cards.
What you're doing out there on their checkbooks.
And their debit cards, and their cashier's checks, and their traveler's checks. I told them I take it all. I'm everywhere you want to be. That was my little thing I said that everyone loved and laughed at. But anyway, you're welcome. I'm glad to be back.
It is nice to have you back. Sorry about the shingles.
The fucking shingles.
I know, that's
nice
though. I mean, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
Right?
But anyway, that's in the past now. Shingles are over.
So you're not stressed anymore either?
I'm a little stressed, but I only have little shingles.
Is it common to get shingles at your age? It seems like an old person.
That was my first question. And,
Yeah, I thought it was. When Chris told me he had shingles, I immediately laughed. And then I said, isn't that a disease for old people?
That's what I kind of thought.
And he's like, it's actually for stress, and you're really helping me out a lot by laughing at me.
No, I thought it was too, because the other people I ever knew got shingles were related to me, and they got them just before they died. So I thought either it's not an old person disease, I'm not going to die, or I'm Benjamin Buttons.
I don't know that it's plural.
You're more than one?
I thought it was.
Oh, man.
It sounds cuter, though, Benjamin Buttons.
That's true.
That was pretty cute.
Did you use that one at the pitch?
Fuck, I wish I had it. But it doesn't matter. I sold enough units anyway. I sold the maximum amount.
Oh, God.
Shoddy Radio is produced by Jeff Franklin Productions with Miller Boyette Productions in association with Lorimar Television, and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.